speak today about the function of shoes. Why do we wear shoes? And what is the function of the shoes that we wear? In this week's parsha, Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the snare, to the burning bush. The Rabbein Shloim tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal no lecho ma'al raglecho. Remove the shoes from your feet. Ki hamukoim asha ato oimet ulav admas koidashi. And in Medrash is written in Medrash Rabbah, Shal no lecho kalmukim shashchina niglis usa b'ne'ilas sando. Wherever the shchina is shoira, it's forbidden to wear shoes. Like we find the pusik in Yoshia, the Rebbe told Yoshia as well to remove his shoes. V'chein ha-koyhanim lo shimshi b'migdash ela yachayfim. The koyhanim in the Beis HaMikdash, when they did the avodah, they had to remove their shoes, they had to walk barefoot. So we need to understand, why can't one wear shoes in a mukayim kudosh? If we look in Chazal, we'll see Chazal use very, very sharp lashonos against people who walk around barefoot. The Gemara says, Masechtas Pesuchim, in Kifi Gimel on the base, Shiva Menidim Lashamayim. There are seven categories of people who they are Menidah, they are in Chayrim fin Shamayim. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu, who reckons them out? Yehidi she'ein lo isha, somebody who doesn't want to get married, wants to stay single. Mi she'yesh lebunim ve'ein megadlom l'talmud Torah, somebody who has children who doesn't want to be mechanech them. Mi she'ein lo tefillin beroishoy, v'tefillin bezroy, v'tzitzit bigdoy, v'tzitzit bepischoy. And then as on the Gemara, another one of this, to this list, v'hamoineya min ulim l'raglov. Somebody who doesn't wear shoes on his feet. We see the Gemara puts this such a person together. He's the equivalent of somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't have a sitzis, doesn't have a mezuzah on his door, doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to megawel his children to Talmud Torah. They're all in the chayrim. And another person who's in the chayrim, Menaya Raglov, Minulim Miraglov. We have a second Gemara, a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kiv Chav Tesu Medalef. La'olam yimka udum koiris beisai v'yikne min ulem l'raglov. A person should sell even the beams of his house. Sell your house and buy shoes for your feet. Says Rashi, why? She'ein lecho buzi min hamahalef yachef b'shik. There is, cannot be anything which is lower, which is a bigger bizoyan, a bigger zilzal than somebody who walks around barefoot in the marketplace. That's the worst possible thing a person can do. And this Gemara is brought la'alucha in the Ramah, in Siman Beis Sivuv, Zuk the Machaber Dotan, also leilech b'koyim zekifa, v'lo yelech dal amas begila harosh. And then adds on the Ramah, v'yachasa kol gifoy, when you go dressed, be properly dressed, v'lo yelech yachaf. And you may not walk around, says the Ramah, barefoot. Says the book in Avrum, where's the makar of the Ramah? From this Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. So we see how chumah this is to walk around barefoot. But it needs an explanation. What's wrong with walking around barefoot? And if we were to be asked, what's the lowest thing a person could possibly do? We wouldn't look at it as so terrible, a person's walking without shoes. And here we see, Rashi says, there's nothing lower than min ha-mahalach yachaf b'shik. Why? So the Maharal in Gir Arya, in Parshas Ekev, on the Pusik, Simloscha loy balsam alecha, raglcha loy b'tzeika ze'ahu m'shuna, writes the Maharal in Santazach. Says the Maharal, there's an integral difference between clothes and shoes. Hamalbishim heim lechvoid ha'udam. A person is supposed to wear clothes which betray his status, which give him covet. Kamoi Rabbi Yochanan kura lemane machabdise. Rabbi Yochanan said, my clothes, they are what are machabed me. Ibishril zahein srikim leudom kdei liskabed liskashet haudom behem. And people need to wear clothes which bring them dignity, which then bring them covet. Now as the maral, shoes is just the opposite. Emenulim einom malbishei kovod. Shoes are not an item of kovod. Avolheim malbish genai leudom. Shoes, not only are they not a malbish of kovod, just the opposite. Shoes are malbish genai leudom. Says the Marav, Shaharei v'chol mukin kedisha usu leilech b'menulim. In every mukin kudosh, it's forbidden to wear shoes. Kedichsev shal no lecho. Brings the Maral in Parshas Ekev, the pusik in our parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to remove his shoes because shoes are a malbish shel genai. Nimso says the Maral, ki hamenulim einam ela lehecher chaudam. This that we wear shoes is only out of necessity. Shlo yikabel nezik the ragel. That's why in Birchas Hashach in the morning, when we make bruchas and we make a brucha, malbish harimim on the clothes, belushin levisha, but on the shoes we don't make a brucha, malbish neulim or the noyel neulim. We just make a brucha sheusuli kol tzorki. The Boshem has made all that I need, and the Chazal say that refers to the shoes. Because I need to wear shoes, so I thank Hashem that I've got shoes to wear, because if I won't wear shoes, my feet will become wounded. But Be'etzem, shoes are a malbish shel genai. The Maral doesn't explain why are shoes a malbish shel genai. What's so wrong with shoes? People spend lots of money, have beautiful shoes, polished shoes. What's wrong with having shoes? Why are shoes considered a malbish shel genai? So in Yaris Devash, from Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, Sukter, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, as follows. As we have a Gemara in Masechtas Baba Kama, the Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Kama that Rebbe Eliezer Zeira, he used to walk around with black shoes as chobn zeicha lechobn. Reb Leizer Zeira, he was misabel al chobn beis hamikdash, and he changed his shoes, says Tosfos, from white to black. It used to be the derech in the olden times, says Tosfos, everybody wore white shoes. And Reb Leizer, as a simon for navelis from chobn beis hamikdash, he wore black shoes. Freik the Yaris Devash. Why did Rebbe Eliezer Zeira specifically use the shoes as that should be the simon for Navelis? He wanted to be Mas'abel of Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So he changed his shoes from white shoes to black shoes. Why the shoes? Actually, he should have changed his hat. He should have changed his jacket, his trousers, his belt. No, the shoes. Why dafka the shoes? Zuk the Yaros Tavash. He brings a kinner from Yosef Ben Gurion, who lived at the time of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and he's quoted in the Rishonim. Zuk the Yosef Ben Gurion, that the reason why when Yidden came to the Beis Hamikdash, not only the Kohanim, all Yidden when they came to the Hamikdash had to remove their shoes. Ki hadolchim al ritzbas Beis Hamikdash hoyimasigim chochma. When a Yid walked on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash and his feet came into contact with the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, that was mashpia chochma to the person. Ki hamukoim hoya admas koidish. V'hadorchim oleil. And those who walked on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, hisigi chochma v'nizdavka behem riach hakoidish. They were zoichot to riach hakoidish by walking barefoot on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Mamayla zuk the Yaros Devash, Now we understand why Rav Lezer Zeira Dafke made the shoes as a simon of Avelis Achon Beis Hamikdash. Because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Yid came up to the Habayis, he removed his shoes and he walked barefoot on the Ritzvah's Beis Hamikdash, and he was zolcha to get Riach HaKodesh. And now, unfortunately, we're no longer able to attain this. So we can't anymore remove our shoes, and we can't anymore achieve these madregas. So Rebbe Lezer Zeira used to specifically remove, to make his shoes, put on black shoes, because the shoes, they were the sign of what we had lost out through the Chom Beis HaMikdash. And with these words, we understand in Samta Minik, which is brought down in Maharam Chagiz. Maharam Chagiz was one of the greatest Gedolim 350 years ago, from Moshe Chagiz. And he writes as follows, in the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim Ois Reish Aleph. Matoi v'manu'e minik sheshamati. How beautiful and correct is the minik which I heard. Shenoihagim boi ba'ezek kehilis koidish ma'anshe hamarev. Which in various father shekilas they have this minik. Shacholzim min oleim kshaolim leteva. They remove their shoes when they go up to the bima likrois betoira. Says the Maram Chagir, Zeicha leduva, the pusik shal nolecho ma'al rablecho. So therefore, when a person goes up to the Torah, he should remove his shoes to show this yisod. Says the Maram Chagiz now, the Indian levishas hamenulim, the reason why we wear shoes, kedesh lo yiga basuroi al hadoma. The reason why we are always, yes, wearing shoes. Till now we've only explained why we have to remove the shoes when we come to Mukam Kudosh. But why can't I always walk around without shoes? Says the Maram Chagiz, the reason why we have to wear shoes, kedesh lo yiga basuroi al hadoma, that our feet should not come into contact with the ground. Ki bechetoi shel udom niskalalo. Shteitim hashes bereishes, because of the chet udom arishon, ariro ho adoma bavirecho. The earth has become cursed. Al kein oivsim hefsik bein horegel lo hadoma. Therefore, we have to make a hefsik between our feet and the earth, not to walk barefoot on the earth. But when it comes to Mukam Kudosh, and Mukam Kudosh, there one doesn't have to be worried. Adarabba, there's not a Mukam Kudosh, there's a Mukam Brucha. So therefore, says the Rabbi Shem to Moshe Rabbeini, Shal no lechol mal rabbecho, ki ha Mukam Shetam Admas Koidish. There you don't have to worry about Ariro Hu Adoma. And therefore, says the Maram Chagiz, Lachain minig yufehi gam be'ezer kehilas b'marav. There's a beautiful minig in certain svadashe kehilas that when they come into shul, there are mats on the ground. Ve'kilam noislim min aleim, and everybody removes their shoes when they come into shul. Ve'nechnusim yachayfim, and they come barefoot into shul. Ve'yoytzim yachayfim, they go out barefoot and they put their shoes back on outside the Beis HaMedrash. V'yesh doshimus negnai, says the Maram Chagiz, some criticize this minik. Shekein minik ha-yishma'ilim. This is what the Yishma'ilim are doing. V'ani doresh oisem l'shvach, ba'ayim ha-shabayach them. Shisrul heimo ha'ima ha-nifcheres. Klal Yisrael is the chosen nation, shehi kedima l'cholohim, which we come before all other nations. Im kein toiv ha-dubba ha-nimse b'neim. The good actions which you'll find by them, Eina elagunav etzlomi tuni. They have stolen it from us. This, what the Yishma'elim do to remove their shoes, this is a Yiddish minhag, and they have taken it from us. So says the Maram Chagiz, I am very mishabeich. The Bnei Yisoschet is Yutzah tomorrow in the Sefer Agadah Parker, quotes the Maram Chagiz. And he says, now we understand the pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, La'olam yim ka'udom afile koiris beisoy. You should sell even the beams of your house to buy shoes. And Rashi says, she'en l'chabuzi, there's nothing which is lower than walking barefoot in the street. The question is, why? What's so terrible? Says the B'nai Yisoscha, according to our Ram Chagiz, we understand very well. When a person walks barefoot, so says the Maharam Chagiz, we need to wear shoes because the earth, unfortunately, is cursed. And we need the shoes to make a hafsukka. So if you walk around barefoot, you are exposing yourself constantly to the Ariro Haduma. So says the Gemara. So you should sell everything you have and buy shoes for your feet. And with this we understand as well the other Gemara, that somebody walks around without shoes, he is menida l'shamayim, he's in chayim. Chayim, what an aveira, what's so terrible? The answer is, when a person walks around without shoes, so he's bringing upon himself, unfortunately, the ariro haduma, so he will end up becoming menida l'shamayim. And with this we understand another interesting halucha. We know we wash our hands when we touch our shoes. Why do we have to wash our hands when we touch our shoes? Not clear. No. Says the Shulchan Ocharav in Simon Kiv Chovches, Siv Chov Zayin. He's speaking about after dichening, the Kohenim put their shoes back on. Writes the Shulchan Ocharav, Achra Shiyodi, after they've come down from the bima from dichening, Yishari Shlo Yigi B'Menaleim Hametinufim. They should be careful not to touch their shoes, which are not clean. Vimnogi, if they touch them, yitli yadayim letvila. They should wash their hands. Va'afim einam mitinufim, even if these shoes are sparkling clean. So you might think, so I don't need to wash them, to wash my hands. Imnogi bahem, if you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. Mipnei sakunas riach ro. Because there is a sakuna of riach ro if you touched your hands. Now why should there be a sakuna of riach ro? I always thought that you have to wash your hands because you walk outside, your shoes are not clean. That's how you have to wash your hands. So the Shulchan Aruch, yes, that's one reason. But even if your shoes are totally clean, so you just worn them for the first time, Yontif, Lot of Yidden buy new shoes for Yontif. So the Kohen came Yontif the first time to shul. He lives just opposite the shul. He's walked into shul. He's put on his shoes the first time this morning. They're sparkling clean. He walked on the street outside. There's a sakuna of riach ro. Why should there be riach ro on the menorah? But the feed of Etif and the Divrei Chagiz, we understand very well. Because the shoes are there to absorb the kalola from the ariro haduma that shouldn't come to our feet. So therefore, since that's the function of shoes, they get a riach ro. We have to wash our hands. Yeah. The Ben Ish Chai, in his sefer, Oyd Yosef Chai, Parshas Vayeshev, asks another kasha. We make every morning a bruch on the shoes, she'usa li kol tzor. Says the Ben Ish Chai, if we look at Birchas HaShachar, we'll see these are all very, very important functions. Pekeach Ivrim, we thank Hashem that we can see. A person can't see, never simach hushiv kemes. We thank Hashem, mata asirim, that we're not locked up. A person's locked up, he can't do anything. And so on, malbisharim, a person's got no clothes to wear, he can't. Of a freak the Ben Ish Chai, of others, geshmak to wear shoes, it's important to wear shoes. But there are many countries and hot countries where it's normal in the middle of summer, people walk around barefoot. Yeah, it's more geschmack with shoes, but it's not the end of the world if you haven't got shoes on. So why were Chazal mesaken a brocha on shoes? Shoes isn't such an important, such a vital hanor like the other things which we're thanking Hashem for. Why did Chazal feel it so important to make a brocha about wearing shoes? So brings the Ben Ish Chai b'shem the Arizal. The Arizal said as follows, that the brucha of wearing shoes, this loyne sakna bave hano hapshutis. Chazal weren't mesakin this brucha just for the pushita nigladika pshat of wearing shoes, ele bave hano v'toiva harochnis. But for the groyser rochnis dika toiva, which we get through wearing shoes. Now he doesn't quote from the Arizal what this rochniestic handle is. But says the Ben Ish Chai, I want to bring a proof to the words of the Arizal. And he quotes a Gemara, a Yeshalmi, in the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos, Halucha Beis. How many nails should your shoe, should your sandal have to join the sole of the shoe to the top part of the shoe? You know, we have the shoe is comprised of two parts, the sole, which is underneath our foot, and the higher part of the shoe, which is on top of your foot. How many knots should there be connecting the top part of the shoe to the bottom of the shoe? Well, what's the difference? Who cares? Well, surprisingly, we have in the Yishalmi, we have a big machloikus. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan omar, chamisha, kechamisha chemisha torah. There's chamisha chemisha torah, so you need to have five nails connecting the top half of the shoe to the bottom part. Rabbi Chanina omar, shiva, connecting the days of the week. Rabbi Chanina zogt, you have to have, sorry, Rabbi says, Rabbeinu HaKodesh says, you have to have 24. What's 24? Keneged the Chuf Dalet Mishmurois Kehina. Freit the Ben Ishchai. This Gemara is Mamash Shepeina. First of all, it's the Kash of the Gemara. Who cares? How many you want? And then what's the answer? Amachloikas go. Whether you should have 5, Keneged Chamashichim Shatoya, 7, Keneged 7 days of the week, and the more Dash of the Pusset, Kiyomech or Dovech, go to the day of the week. Everyone brings Psikim. We're speaking about shoes at the end of the day. Says the Ben Ishchai, from this Gemara, I see that shoes is not just merely a mundane item. There are groiser, tiefer kavunas in going into shoes. And says the Befresh Gemara, Masechta the Shabbos and Daf Samach Aleph, we have a machloikas there. Which shoe do you put on first? The left shoe or the right shoe? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you have to put the left shoe on first. Like tefillin. Tefillin you put on your left hand, you have to put on first your left shoe. Brings the Gemara outside the mandomah. No, we have to put on the right shoe first. Who's the halucha like? Says the Gemara, a yirei shemayim is yoytzi yidei shenayim. Like it's written in Shulchan Aruch. First put on your right shoe, then your left shoe. But when it comes to tying, tie first your left shoe, then your right shoe. Frekvata ben Ishchai. What does this have to do with Yirei Shemayim, with Avodas? This is Avodas Hashem putting on shoes. Elamai, this is a raya to the words of the Arizal. There are tifa kavunas in wearing shoes. And this is written further in Medrash Talpiyos. There is a Medrash Talpiyos, steht by Chanoich, vayis halich Chanoich hu es Elohim. The Chanoich went up to Shemayim, became a malach. Say Chazal, what was Chanoich's job? What was his panusa? Chanoich toife min olim oyer. Chanoich was a shoemaker. Va'al kol tefira v'tefira hoyer meyached yichidim lekoinoi. On every single stitch, when he stitched those shoes, he was meyached yichid. In the Sefer Esam Amuros, from the Ramami Pamun, he explains the words of the Medrash Talpiyos. Why, when Chanoich was making shoes, did he have to these Goyse Kavunas? We know when it comes to, for example, we want to get a sofer to write a tefillin, Sefer Torah, could I to go to him? One's never heard when one's looking for a shoemaker. One goes, you know, I recommend going to this shoemaker, you know, as a yid was ending shas, could I to buy his shoes? And here we see from Chazal that Chanoich had got moidike kavunas for making the shoes. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that fits very well, thank you. Zug the Ramami Panoi. Chanoich beminusoi mechaven lekashe hoilumes v'tachtoinim. He wanted to join together the upper world with the lower worlds. Dichsiv ma'yufi pamayich ban ulim. This refers to when the Yidden went to Oile Regel. How beautiful they were their shoes. Shem choitzim beino ivein doimem ho adomo asheiro Hashem besibes hachem. Says Ramami Pando, you know what the function of shoes are? Shoes have to be the thing which is mafsig between us and the Adoma, which has got that Kalula, and this is what shoes have to make sure to be a blocker. Today you put on your computer, you get a blocker. This is what a shoe has to do, a blocker, not a blogger, a blocker blocks out the Ariro who are dumb, that it shouldn't come into us. And therefore, I'll call Tfiro Tfiro in Machavim Voimer, Buruch Shenka Voit Malchisel. With this, we can understand the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim in Tuf, Simen Tuf Nin Dalad writes that when a person is Nifter, one may not give away the shoes of the Nifter to somebody else. Why can't you give them away? Take the Sefer Chassidim, because it's written as follows. Le'echon nitni lo menulim shumes. Somebody received a present. He received the whole shoe collection of his neighbor who died. V'rutzu litan losis oisin oni. He didn't need them. He wanted to give them off to somebody else. Omri lo, they said to him, no, no, can't give them to somebody else. V'haftel recha kamoicha. Said in the Torah, v'haftel recha kamoicha. Tim karem the nochri. Sell them to goy. Shloi yuvoi nidei sakuna. You shouldn't come to sakuna. Sefer Chassidim writes, if you wear the shoes of somebody who's been nifter, it's a sakuna. This only applies to the shoes. Why not to any of the other items of the nifter's clothes? Why dafka the shoes? In Igus Moshe, is a chief from Moshe Feinstein, where he quotes from Rabbi Hidalei Psilasol on the Gros of Gedolim in Romania before the war, Hashem Yunkin Dumon. And he says, a halter to a sofer in the Sefer Chassidim. Why should shoes be any different to the rest of the clothes? So he's goyis in the Sefer Chassidim, not min ulem shel meis, no min ulem shel meisov. You shouldn't wear shoes which came from a dead animal. If an animal died by itself, and you take the leather of this dead animal, make a shoes, that's what the Sefer Chassidim is referring to. Don't wear shoes from a dead animal. Perhaps the animal had in it some illness and the bacteria is remaining in the leather. So don't. That's what Rabbi Hidalei Psilasol understood. Because why should shoes be different than any else? Says Moshe, I don't agree with Rabbi Hidalei Psilasol. I think one should leave the Giza as it is. And we're speaking about perhaps that the Nifter himself, he had an illness which is a magaifa, says Rav Moshe, which could be catchy. And again, perhaps he wore those shoes in his last days whilst he was desperately ill. And although we don't know, it's a charlatan fin sakuna, so therefore holds Rav Moshe. That's what the Sefer Chassidim refers to. But if he never wore them whilst he was ill, or he wasn't nifter from a magaifa, unless he was killed in a car crash, so we know he wasn't ill, then holds Rav Moshe. There's no issue, even according to the Sefer Chassidim. But not everybody is so happy with the explanation of Rav Moshe in the Sefer Chassidim. And there's another Chiva Sefer called Eisen Arya, Zukun also one of the greatest Gedolim Paskim in Romania before the war. His name was Rav Arya Leib Rosen, the Chassad of Rachod and Gugel Mori. And he quotes from a Sefer Shivim Tamurim on the Sefer Chassidim, who he says, I've got a makar of the Sefer Chassidim for the Gemurah in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin on the base. The most unusual Gemurah. The more there is the Sidya of dreams. The Gemurah says, Tuni Rabbonon, Mes Babayis, a person had a dream, we would all be shocked from this dream. But the Gemurah says just the opposite. Mes Babayis, a person dreamt that he saw a nifta in a house, it's a Simon Shule Babayis. It's a good sign. Uchel v'shusa b'bayis, if the mess was eating and drinking, simen yufel b'bayis. Or b'nutel kelim in b'bayis, if he saw the mess taking out kelim from the house, it's a simen ra'al b'bayis. Tegum Rav Hopper, explained Rav Hopper, but masana v'sandala, we're speaking about the shoes. If the mess was in the dream, a person dreamt, he saw the mess taking out shoes from the house, then it's a bad sign. Writes the Sefer Shivim Tamurim. This is the makor in the Sefer Chassidim. I see very clearly that if the mess took out any other kelim, it doesn't matter. It's only if he took out shoes. Doesn't explain why. But lefi devareini, we can understand the Sefer Chassidim as follows. As we explained, the tachlis and the tafkid of shoes is to be a blocker to stop the kalula of the earth, the Arira Doma coming into a person. Now, when a person is nifta, we don't know why they were nifta. Could be a thousand different reasons. But at the end of the day, this person was nifta. Perhaps could be unfortunate by this particular person. The shoes weren't able to prevent the klula coming into the person. For Haraya, he was nifta. So therefore, says the Sefer Chassidim, don't take any risks. Don't wear this person's shoes, because you see, at the end of the day, the shoes were not able to prevent him from being nifta. So don't touch his shoes. With this, perhaps, Eli, we could understand another most puzzling, well-known concept from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. We have the Savos Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Many of the Savos Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid are difficult to understand. But this one, especially Gedolim, said this one is, the Balatanya said one would have to write a whole sefer to try and understand that this particular Asur, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said, person is not allowed to polish his shoes on the day you travel on a journey. Why? Kach noyhagim, kabulehi, lefi devareini, efshar, one could explain as follows. We know Chazal tell us, written by Rashi brings it down, Yaakov intim with Binyamin to go down to Mitzrayim. Kol adruchim becheskes sakunahim. And the sultan is mekatri b'shas hasakuna. Now the shoes, as the Maral explained, are a malbish shelganai. Explains the Maram Chagiz, the tafkid of shoes is that we should be protected from the kitrik, from the klula of the aduma. And therefore shoes are there only as a necessity. They're not there, says the Maral, as an item of covered like clothes. We polish shoes, very nice, come Shabbos, Yontov, the Simcha, polish shoes, look covered Shabbos, look covered Yontov. But when a person is going on a journey, now is not the correct time to polish the shoes, because the shoes are there, unfortunately, as a result of the chet of Udom Harishon. So don't come along and polish them. They're not a symbol of our chashivas. It's rather just the opposite. So on shoes, we make a brucha, she'usa li kol tzorki. And Mefarshim asking about the kasha, that how can they eat in the morning, make a brucha, Shabusali Kalsaki. Does a person really have everything he needs? People are lacking so many things. How can a person get up in the morning and make a thank you, Hashem, Shabusali Kalsaki? You've made me everything I need. There's a sefer, Ateres Tzvi, was written by a Maggid in Kamenetz, Rabbi Nachman Tzvi Taksin from Kamenetz. He writes that somebody once came to the Maral and asked the Maral this question, and he said to him, he's a penniless pauper. His children are going hungry. They're going with torn clothes. Every single day I make a brucha. And I'm making a brucha, which is a brucha levatula. Afraid of a halal with shakura la yikin and edidaina. You're not allowed to say something which is a sheker to the boyin shloim. Says the Maral back to him, yucha levurcha sa brucha hi beli sofok. You can make this brucha without any hesitation. Says Maral, you know what the pshat in this brucha is? She'usali kol tzorki. Whatever the Moshim has given me, this is tzorki. Wow. This is what I need. And if this person is poor and he's lacking this and this, this is his tzorich. This is what he needs. As a way of extra explanation, explains Rav Shloimeh Kligan, Chacham Shloimeh, as follows. So as we said, she'usali kol tzorki refers to the shoes. On the other hand, we thank Hashem for everything. So if we thank Hashem for everything, why are we specifically, Chazal saying, have in mind shoes? So it says of Shlomo Kliger, the Zelbe Yesod, like the Maran. A person, lots of times, a person has good days, and unfortunately, lots of times, one has bad days. On bad days, how can we make a brucha she'usali kol tzorki? But today, unfortunately, a person woke up in the morning, and he's already heard, he already got a message, something went terribly wrong today. Whatever happened. So how can you make a brucha she'usali kol tzorki? Says Rav Shloimeh Kliger, a person's avoid in this world is to be a hoylich. A person is a hoylich begashmias, and he's a hoylich beruchmias. A person can only be a hoylich begashmias if he's got shoes. If you haven't got shoes, you're grounded. You can't walk anywhere. So it's the shoes which make you a hoylich begashmias. A person wants to be a hoylich Baruchnis as well. Yesirim or Memarkim Avainoisov Shagudam. Yudhir Bashem the Vilna Gaon said, it's only through Yesirim that the Yid can hope to be Zoycha to Olam Habo, because a person knows his shortcomings. So a person can only be Zoycha to Olam Habo because of Yesirim. So Yesirim are there for the Tzorech of a person. Zohar Shlomo Kliger, when a person puts on shoes in the morning, he's acknowledging he wants to be a hoylich begashmis. That's why he's wearing shoes. And just like you want to be a hoylich begashmis, you want to be a hoylich berochnis as well. So therefore, a person has to understand that the shoes are there to make you a hoylich begashmis, and the isurim are there to make a person a hoylich berochnis. So when a person understands the isurim there to make him a hoylich berochnis, he understands that all these things, this is tzor ki, this is what he needs. And therefore the brucha, she'usuli kol tzor ki, goes both on shuv and both on the halicha barachnis. And when a person comes to mukam kudosh, then we tell him, shalno lecho mal reglecho. Now's come the time you can take off the shoes. Ki amukam admas kodesh. See, dear, the heilige rishon is the chisu yugunaleini. He had famous pair of shoes or boots, golden boots, which had no sole. L'choyer is a groyser paler, where we saw, person forbidden to walk around barefoot, and he was walking barefoot. Mm-hmm. Now this master was when he stood outside by Kiddush Levuna. Kiddush Levuna, we know, we say it, is Kabula's Penei Hashchina. So when he was Makabul the Shechina, he removed the shoes, like the Maram Chagiz says, to be Zoycha, to be Makabul, all the Ashpuz Toivas, Omen Ken Yerusha.
Omen. Oh, yeah. Very nice.